John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't say much, he kind of quiet and shy. And if you spoke at all, you just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen, and a crashing blow from a huge right hand sent a Louisiana fella to the promised land. Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Then came the day at the bottom of the mine when a timber cracked and men started crying. Miners were praying and hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathed their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well. Grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
And with all of his strength he gave a mighty shove. Then a miner yelled out, "There's a light up above." And 20 men scrambled from a would-be grave. Now there's only one left down there to save, Big John. With jacks and timbers they started back down. Then came that rumble way down in the ground, and as smoke and gas belched out of that mine, everybody knew it was the end of the line for Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Now they never reopened that worthless pit, they just placed a marble stand in front of it. These few words are written on that stand: at the bottom of this mine lies one hell of a man, Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Was I a fool for your lying eyes? down out on the floor.
And welcome into side two of the listener's choice section, edition number 15. Roger Smith here with you, and that, of course, was Charlie McLean. Remember her? She hasn't done anything in a long, long time, but back in the 70s, late 70s, early 80s, she had a strong career for a while there with several big hits of her own, like that one, and she had a big hit with Mickey Gilley. Remember that? And like I say, hadn't done anything in a long time, but good singer there. She was good. That one, of course, called Dancing Your Memory Away by Charlie McLean. Well, we try to please here on the Listener's Choice section. That's what it's all about, trying to get requests in. And I had a request for Something Country, Real Country, by the late, great Ray Charles. And, of course, as you know, Ray Charles did a lot of country material. He kind of orchestrated it and, used strings and voices and that sort of thing. And I, as a matter of fact, have played at least one of those cuts here on the Listener's Choice section. But wanted to hear something really country by Ray Charles. And like I say, we try to please. The one I'm about to play is country bordering on bluegrass, as I think you'll see. And let's take a listen to it and see how you feel about this one. Ray Charles and three-quarter time here on Listener's Choice.
I like Angelados and old Eldorados that shine, and old Fender guitars and songs, women and wine. They say I'm living too fast, but I feel fine, yeah. And I just keep easing along in 3/4 time. Sometimes I get sideways and stay up all night writing songs. They say it ain't healthy, but somehow I keep going on. I do. I write what I feel and don't care if the damn thing don't rhyme. No. Just give me a C chord and play it in 3/4 time. Got it? It's a big old world and we all have to live our lives. And one thing sure, ain't none of us gonna get out alive. So while I'm still kicking, I'm gonna keep picking my tunes. I am. I like what I'm doing, and I hope it don't end too soon. All of my life, there's one thing I keep hoping to find.
Yeah.
Yes. woman who likes to make love in 3-4 time. Be nice, you know.
Well, all right. Is that country enough for you now? I hope so. That's Ray Charles, and I think he did a real nice job getting that one together. That comes from his country box. He's got a pop box out there and a country collection box. It's I think it's got about 4 CDs, and it's got a little of everything on it, and a little of the stuff is real country like that, and that's one of them. Hope you all enjoyed it. You know, as I'm sitting here doing this tape, I get the feeling that I should probably point out that 2 or 3 doors down, the neighbors are having a story added to their house, and I sometimes can hear the hammering through my headphones. I don't know if it's being picked up enough that you can hear it where you're listening to it or not, but if you can, I'm really not beating up on the computer or anything like that. There's some real hammering going on out there, and you may be able to hear it some in the background. I don't know, but just in case you're wondering, that's what it is. Well, let's go way back now and get a really pretty song from Gene Autry. And this song was probably the A side, although I'm not real sure about that. We used to have an old 78 on this song, and the other side of it was Nobody's Darling But Mine, which of course the Louvins have done, and oh, you name it, Jeannie Seely did it more recently on her Bluegrass album, but everybody, a lot of people have done Nobody's Darling But Mine. That's not the side we're going to play. This song was, like I say, probably the A side, actually. And it's a real pretty thing called Mexicali Rose. Here's Gene Autry.
Mexicali Rose, stop crying. I'll come back to you some sunny day. Every night you know that I'll be pining. Every hour a year while I'm away. Dry those big brown eyes and smile, dear. Banish all those tears and please don't sigh. Kiss me once again and hold me. Mexicali Rose, goodbye. Mexicali Rose, I'm leaving. Don't don't feel blue. Mexicali Rose, stop grieving. I love you. When the dove of love is winging through the blue, all the castles you've been building will come true. Mexicali Rose, stop crying. I'll come back to you some sunny day. Every night you know that I'll be pining. Every hour a year while I'm away. Dry those big brown eyes and smile, dear. Banish all those tears and please don't sigh. Kiss me once again and hold me, Mexicali Rose, goodbye.
Everybody's got one, baby. My hang-up is you. Everybody's got one, a hang-up of some kind. Call it habit or call it weakness. Thank goodness I've got mine. The wanting, the craving, the needing keeps my world from falling through. Everybody's got one, baby. My hang-up is you. I'm hung up all the thrills I feel when I hold you in my arms. I'm hung up because I need your love to wrap around and keep me warm. You're my little piece of heaven. You're all I've got to hang on to. Everybody's got one, baby. My hang-up is you. Everybody's got one, baby. My hang-up is you.
Freddie Hart there. Most of the time when you do hear Freddie Hart on the radio these days, you get Easy Lovin', and that's Easy Lovin' is a fantastic song, and certainly the one that he is more famous for than anything else. But Freddie Hart had actually a couple of different careers. Back in the 50s, he recorded a song called The Keys in the Mailbox and had a big hit on that. He modernized it and did it again later on one of his albums, but he had a big hit on it in the 50s, and Then Easy Lovin' came along in, what, 71, something like that? And, of course, that was just a humongous hit for him. And, like I say, he's more famous for that than anything else. And that's what you normally hear. But this song that I just played was the follow-up to Easy Lovin', called Hang Up. And I thought we'd do something a little different there by Freddie. And hope you enjoyed it. Someone wanted to hear an older song by Jan Howard. Speaking of people who kind of had two different careers, it's kind of the same deal. And I know exactly what they mean by an older song by Jan Howard, because Jan Howard started out in the late 50s, very early 60s, and had a little career with really, really hard country stuff. And, of course, Jan Howard, and then later, in the late 60s, she had a much, much softer career with such things as Evil on Your Mind and My Son and things like that. Of course, Jan, especially back in her hard country days, had the tremendous advantage of being married to Harlan Howard, who was one of the most prolific songwriters ever to come out of Nashville. And in fact, if you remember the song by Patsy Cline, I Fall to Pieces, Harlan Howard, of course, co-wrote that song. And Jan was supposed to have recorded it. That was kind of an unwritten part of the deal. You know, Jan just assumed that she was going to record it, and those were the plans, until they heard Patsy Cline sing it, and that all changed, and might have been one of the big things that that eventually caused the blow-up between Jan and Harlan. I have personally heard Jan say, in talking about it in an interview, that she was not happy about not getting to record I Fall to Pieces. But anyway, I guess in it's a business, and you got to do what you got to do, and certainly Patsy Cline did a wonderful job with it. In my opinion, probably better than Jan Howard could have, but I also understand where she was coming from. Let's go back and pick up one of the older ones now from Jan Howard. This is from that career when she was using steels and fiddles and doing everything real hard country. This is one called I'd Rather Be the One You Slip Around With. Here's Jan Howard.
Partner. choice. Oh, please let me be the one. Let me be the one to sit with you. And when you want some loving, I'll know just what to do. Lots of hugging and a kiss or two. You gotta let me be the one. Let me be the one to take you out to your favorite places, you have no doubt. And when the evening's gone with a kiss goodnight, oh please let me be the one. I wanna be with you. Oh, please let me be the one. Let me be the one to hold your hand when the preacher says, do you take this man? All these happy thoughts will mean so much fun if you'll only let me be the one.
Well, Hank Locklin there, and a big one for him called Let Me Be the One. Thanks for requesting that one. Let's get another new one here on the Listener's Choice section this time. This is an interesting group. They call themselves Grand Staff. And Don and Harold Reed, of course, were the backbone for years of the group the Statler Brothers. And this group, Grand Staff, is a combination of sons of Don and Harold Reed, and they put together a band and have recorded at least one CD. As far as I know, one CD is all they have. Let's listen to one of the cuts from this CD and see if you think they sound anything like the Statler Brothers. Here is Grand Staff.
Strapless dresses to old collared sweatshirts, like Cinderella at the ball. From wedding hairdos to worn out ball caps, my girl, she can do it all. She never misses Monday night football or Wednesday night's ballet. Her southern hospitality, cutest personality. She's one of a kind in every way. She loves pitching horseshoes by the river at the camp. Her favorite movie is still Lady and the Tramp. She's a supermodel in her favorite old nightgown. She loves rodeos just to see the clown. She's the best I've ever had. Boy, I've got it bad. 'Cause man, she's some kind of good. Loves pitching horseshoes by the river at the camp. Her favorite movie is still Lady and the Tramp. She's a supermodel in her favorite old nightgown. She loves rodeos just to see the clown. She's the best I've ever had. Boy, I've got it bad. Man, she's some kind of good. Yeah, she's the best I've ever had. Boy, I've got it bad. 'Cause man, she's some kind of good. Man, she's some kind of good.
Hey, anybody remember that one? That was from back in the mid-60s. That was Lynn Anderson, back when she was on the Chart label. And doesn't sound a whole lot like I Beg Your Pardon and My Man, does it? But that was what Lynn Anderson started out sounding like. And, of course, she came from a musical family also. Her mother, Liz Anderson, was popular for quite some time and had some hits on her own and did a song with Bobby Bear and Norma Jean. You don't see that too often with three. You see a lot of duets, but you don't see three, unless they're just doing three-part harmony, but three who actually have their own lyrics. But they did a song called The Game of Triangle, which featured all three of them, and that was a big hit for Liz Anderson as well. But this is her daughter, Lynn Anderson, and one that, like I say, goes back to her days on the Chart label, called If I Kiss You, Will You Go Away? Thought somebody might remember that and enjoy it. Well, let's get a cute one. Somebody wanted to hear one by Hank Snow, and let's get a cute one now, kind of a cute one by Hank. A song called Would You Mind?
Would you mind if I tell you that I go for you? Would you mind if my heart is beating soul for you? Yes, if you should find that I'm the loving kind, would you mind, would you mind, would you mind? Would you care if I kind of sort of held your hand? Would you care if I kissed you like a regular man? Yes, if you should find that I'm so inclined, would you mind, would you mind, would you mind? Would you think it funny if I called you honey? If I moved up closer, would you tell me no, sir? If I hug and squeeze you, tell me would it please you? How I wish I knew, so I'm asking you. Would you mind if I put my arms around you, dear? Would you mind if I'm making you my life's career? If I brag a lot about the prize I've got, would you mind, would you mind, would you mind? Thank you. mind if I take you home to meet my folks? Would you mind laughing at my daddy's same old jokes? And I'm Miles' son, you have found the one. Would you mind, would you mind, would you mind? Would you care if I got my camera and I took a picture of you for my picture book? If I want to show the guys who I idolize, would you mind, would you mind, would you mind? Would you be downhearted if I up and started with some big romance and lots of dates and dancing? If I kind of mention that it's my intention to be going steady, would you be ready, would you mind? If I tell you you're the cutest thing, would you mind going shopping for a wedding ring? On a wedding day, if I shout, hooray, would you mind, would you mind, would you mind? Would you mind if I tell you you're the cutest thing? Would you mind going shopping for a wedding ring? On a wedding day, if I shout, hooray! Would you mind, would you mind, would you mind?
The cattle are prowling, coyotes are howling way out where the dog is born. Whispers are the jingling, a cowboy is singing this lonesome cattle call. He rides in the sun till his day's work is done, as he rounds up the cattle he's hauled, singing his cattle calls. For hours he will ride on the range far and wide when the night winds blow up a squall. His heart is a feather in all kinds of weather. He sings his cattle call. He's brown as a berry from riding the prairie, and he sings with an old western drawl. Singing his cattle call. A berry from riding the prairie, and he sings with an old western drawl, singing his cattle call.
Eddie Arnold there and Cattle Call. That was the original version there of the Cattle Call. He's recorded a number of times since then, but that was the original version. Well, that just about does it for this edition, number 15 of the Listener's Choice section, and we've enjoyed it. It's been fun putting this thing together. I hope some of you have enjoyed it as much as we have. Let's close it out with one from the Gatlin Brothers. I had somebody ask me not too long ago what the Gatlins were doing now, because they hadn't heard that much from them. Well, the Gatlins put out a new CD about a year ago, probably, and it's a CD of old pop standards that they have gotten together and done some real close harmony on, and it's pretty good. Let's catch the title cut from that CD called Moments to Remember. Remember that one from way back? And the Gatlins do a pretty good job on this one. So it's pretty good CD. If you like that sort of thing, that's kind of popular right now. There's kind of a trend. The Gatlins have theirs out. Crystal Gale recently put out one of older pop standards, and it's kind of a in thing to do right now. So let's get Moments to Remember from the Gatlin Brothers. And remember to get your request in for the next listener's choice, and we'll see you the next time, probably sometime along about the end of October. Bye-bye now.
The New Year's Eve, we did the town. The day we tore the goalpost down. We will have these moments to remember. The quiet walks, the noisy fun, the ballroom. And the present disappears.